Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Another week in the books. Second to last, Corey.
Second to last week, yep.
Here we are at the end of the season.
It's absolutely crazy. As we were just saying, you know, one thing ends and then the next thing ends and then it's all over.
It's all over.
But it's ramping up like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
I mean, we've got St. Paddy's Day coming up next week. We got Reckless playing up in Ptarmigan's Pub from 2 to 5. So we're going to party it up next week. And everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day,
course.
Of course, you know. So everybody's welcome. 2 to 5. Check them out. It's Reckless. They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Great local favorite.
Yep. And it's our last week that counts. So you can really send it and just, you know, you don't have to save up or run home to wax up for the next week or anything. Where that'll be it as far as points that count towards your individual standings and for your team standings.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it is a race to the finish. We've got 1 point separating third and fourth in the upper division, and then all sorts of points across the board. There's ties all the way down through.
That's great.
The teams are only points away from, you know, first to second or third or jumping in from fourth to third or whatever. So anything can happen.
So that's
going to
create that competitive spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was there yesterday. I mean, they were lined up. We had, you know, obviously that we had a thaw and then a freeze overnight, so it just took us a little extra time to be able to get things squared away on the hill before we could load people. And there was a lineup of people. There was probably 50 people right off the bat standing in line. And we got them through, and the snow held up pretty well. It got a little ruddy towards the end of the day. You know, that surface kind of breaks off, and then you get down to the racing surface. But, you know, this is... And it's all in preps for our Red Parka Pub Challenge Cup, which is coming up the 20th. So that's another thing that's on the list. It's like, you know, we've got Red Parka Pub Challenge Cup, Grandstand Mogul Jam, Motor Booty Affair, Pond Skimming, 80s Weekend. I mean, there's a ton of stuff coming up. And we're looking forward to seeing the hosting the kiddos. There's no snow that I know of coming in for Thursday. Last year, they were snowed out.
Yep.
And this year, we're looking forward to hosting the ESSC kids.
Nice.
There's like 293 of them coming up. So should have an awesome day for them. The conditions have been buttery, smooth, and nice. The ops team's doing everything they can to keep things going.
Yeah.
I mean, just skiing around, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, make it right through March,
that's
problem.
That's positive news.
You know, just some of the places are starting to get a little thin.
Spring,
but, you know,
spring skiing, if you will.
But, yeah.
Maybe came a little bit early, more a little bit early than we would have liked, but it's okay. It's
absolutely
all good.
It's okay. I mean, it's March, you know?
March,
everybody's starting to go on to their other sports. I mean, we're talking, you know, spring training is going on for baseball.
Happening.
They're talking about free agencies ending, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff going on. But, you know, get out there, ski, enjoy the beautiful weather and, you know, that thing that's going on out there. Just, you know, try and have fun with it. Stay clean, obviously. Be thoughtful of other people.
Yep.
If you're sick,
yep.
Don't come into the office.
Don't go skiing. Stay home.
No,
stay where it's safe.
Go skiing, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can ski. You can change at your car and then be able to come in. You know, you don't have to worry about it.
I'll just say, all right, fair enough.
Come in, give the elbow.
Fair enough.
Yeah, great stuff.
So the big finale is technically next week. This will be the last Attitash Race Week Report. Next week, you'll be coming in for that.
Yes.
And it looks like it's just been a great season.
It has,
overall.
Absolutely. You know, 133 competitors. We've got, you know, Tuckerman Brewing Company has been a great sponsor. They've got some sweet hats that I'll be giving out.
Nice.
We'll also have mugs for every top three in each category. Prizing for the top three teams that end up placing, and then in addition to that, I have a ton of raffle stuff to give out. Maddie Bees has hooked us up. Midas North Conway has been great to us year after year. Seamus McGrath is amazing. He's got two teams, and he's, you know, got all sorts of gift certificates. We'll be giving
That's
away
awesome.
A ton of stuff. SkiChair.com got the shot skis going, you know, we'll have those out for you know, a couple teams and, you know, spread them out for a couple bib draws and stuff. So it'll be great.
Good times. Good times had by all. And then, like you've mentioned, you went down the list earlier. It was just about when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, this coming weekend, all types of events happen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
it doesn't
looks
like stop.
A busy
schedule.
We have something stupid going on.
Yeah,
it's a great band out of Portland. They're super fun. Check them out online. Something Stupid. They get all dressed up and they play a bunch of 80s to 90s. And they just have a super fun time. They've got wireless mics. So he's out out there in the middle of the, you know, crowd, getting everybody into it, yep. everybody singing along and having a good time. You know, like I said, Grandstand Mogul Jam, pond skimming, all sorts of stuff going on yep. at Wildcat as well. So
of course, so you can check out Attitash.com for full details, a full schedule, and everything Corey's mentioning here, as well as SkiWildcat.com for the full details on what's happening at Wildcat. Sounds like a fun, busy week. And
absolutely.
One more to go.
Absolutely.
One more to go.
Such a pleasure. Always
excellent.
Good talking to
you. All right,
Gino.
Corey. Thank you so much. It's Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.